I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Vice President of the Colorado Farm Bureau told the Senate Subcommittee on East Asia, the Pacific, and International Cybersecurity Policy to seek more ag export opportunities. Carl Currier said farmers do support the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act, or ARIA, which funds strategies to increase U.S. security and economic interests in the Indo-Pacific.
In Colorado, as in other states, we rely on trade each day to market the products we work so hard to grow. In fact, about 35% of U.S. farm income is derived from selling agricultural products overseas. Legislation like ARIA is important to building and maintaining long-lasting relationships with our trading partners and helps avoid trade disruptions and disputes. We are concerned with the blowback from the administration's decision to place tariffs on our trading partners. While some of these barriers have fallen in the past few days, agriculture is still bearing the brunt of retaliation at a time when farmers are already facing low commodity prices, high input costs, and unpredictable weather.
Colorado Senator Cory Gardner chairs the committee and noted that trade between the U.S. and Asian nations is vitally important to the U.S. economy. He added that by 2030, 66% of the global middle-class population will be living in East Asian nations. 59% of middle-class consumption will take place in Asia. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.